45.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Jerry Smith, and we're going to be talking about weather warfare. Is there such a thing? Can you really do anything about the weather? Can it be modified? And the answer to those questions is absolutely. In fact, you go back to 1970 to a book written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the major architects of what's going on in the world today, and in his book, Between Two Ages, in a footnote at the bottom of one of the pages, he actually talks about how, quoting a man that he feels is worthy to quote, in the future we're going to be able to create new chronic diseases to incapacitate the enemy. Well, they've released those back around 1980, we being the enemy, and we have so many new diseases never existed before that have incapacitated literally millions of Americans. But he also talks about how we'll be able to create storms and droughts. Storms and droughts. How are they going to do it? Well, he doesn't elucidate on that, but I think Jerry has come up, I guess, this morning with a lot of very valid information, and the reason I enjoy having Jerry with us is the fact that he doesn't get into speculation, or when he does speculate, he lets you know. But he gives you the solid scientific evidence on many issues, and that's what he's going to do this morning as we discuss his book, Weather Warfare. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm awake.
Okay, fine. Well, it's actually, of course, a lot later there where you are in Illinois than it is here in on the West Coast where I am. But you've written a fascinating book going into what's known about weather warfare, so where will we start? What does HAARP have to do with weather warfare, or does it have anything to do with it? And what is HAARP for those people in the audience who have never heard of this government project?
Well, HAARP is an ongoing project that was started at the beginning of the 90s. They just finished constructing it last year in 2006. It is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska that are so designed as to work as one giant antenna, and it is today the world's largest radio broadcasting station. But it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It's designed to inject a fantastic amount of radio frequency energy into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. And this fantastic amount of energy is, its rated output today is 3.6 million watts. To give you an idea how much that is, the largest legal AM radio station in the U.S. is 50,000 watts. HAARP is 72,000 50,000-watt radio stations, injecting their entire output into a spot about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by 50 or 90 miles up, depending on which mode they're using. Now, what that does is it heats the atmosphere by several thousand degrees. HAARP is a type of device called an ionospheric heater, and there are about 20 ionospheric heaters in use around the planet. But HAARP is the only one that has a unique patented ability to sequence the firing of the antennas within the antenna field. This is called a phased array. And as the only phased array, it can do things that none of the others can do, which is it can focus its energy so that it can get 3.6 million watts into a spot at the top of the atmosphere, which heats that spot by several thousand degrees, which quite literally blows the molecules of the atmosphere apart, which is what it's supposed to do. This modifies the atmosphere substantially and allows them to do a number of things with it.
Now, what sort of things can they do with the atmosphere?
Well, the first thing is what it was designed to do originally back in the 80s was it's a ground-based Star Wars weapon system. When you blow the molecules of the atmosphere apart, they form a plasma, an electrically charged gas, which goes out into space And because of convection, it goes out, and because it's space, there's nothing to stop it until it hits the magnetic lines of force. And when it reaches the magnetic lines of force of the Earth's magnetic field, it then tends to spread out, forming a shield that anything electronic passing through would be disrupted, destroyed by.
Well, now, can this be used as a ballistic missile system or for killing satellites?
Definitely for killing satellites. Anti-ballistic missile system is something else again, in that the literature is not clear how much time it takes to beef up the field to the point where it's capable of killing something electronic. We don't really know whether it's seconds or minutes or hours. With an incoming ICBM, from the moment of launch to the moment of impact is only about 18 minutes. So if it may or may not be usable against ICBMs, but it definitely can fry out spy satellites. Now, the other thing that it does is not only that when you create this plasma by blowing apart the molecules of the atmosphere, that gives off a release of energy as the molecules are broken up, and that release of energy includes a stream of ELF, extremely low frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the Earth and deep into the sea. And HAARP has been used to communicate with deeply submerged submarines for about 10 years now. And that's one of the major facets. That's the prime thing they've done with HAARP is use it to communicate with submarines. Now, there is some possible side effects of this technology, not the least of which is frying out friendly space assets. What got me interested and frightened by the program was that HAARP is designed to bathe the world in ELF at exactly the same frequency that the human brain works at. And we know that the human brain is a radio transceiver and is susceptible to and is affected by outside radio signals. If you go to New Age bookstores or New Age catalogs, you'll find all these brain boost machines and instant meditation machines that use this phenomena of brain entrainment to dial up mental states. And HAARP has the potential of creating mental dysfunction or mind control across vast sections of the planet. My first fear of HAARP was that HAARP was exactly what they said it was. Some guys who know nothing about the brain or the human consciousness tinkering with the antennas accidentally disrupting mental function. But if they do know what they're doing with it, if there is a covert ops side to the program, it could be the ultimate mind control device.
And, of course, so much of this is bathed in secrecy. In other words, we don't want Osama bin Laden to know what we're doing over there in the cave. Or maybe it's the Soviets who somehow suddenly are a friend, whereas he used to be our enemy. Why do they want to conceal all of this from the American people, whatever they're doing with this?
Well, because the American people have a tendency to get uppity and object to things.
We'll be back in just a moment with Jerry Smith here at the American Freedom Network. His book, Weather Warfare, I hope you'll want to get.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Jerry's written a fascinating book called Weather Warfare, and of course I was just asking Jerry why the HARP, this High Altitude of World research project, is basically so top secret. It's there are papers written on it, but so much of it is classified and secret, and they don't want the American people to know. If they don't want the American people to know, is this possibly be used or can it be used as a mind control mechanism? And what about changing the course of the jet stream, which of course changes the course of the weather in various parts of the United States? Is that something that potentially can be done or has been done? What do we know about that?
You brought up a couple of points there. I want to go back just to why the public are kept out of the loop on HARP. HARP pretends to be civilian science, and in theory it's all open and above board, and you can see any of the papers, etc., except that the papers never get published and the website never gets updated. And part of this is because this is an open air experiment, which means we are all guinea pigs in this experiment. And the Nuremberg Code, established at the end of World War II, established the principle of informed consent. In order for a human being to be a guinea pig in a scientific experiment, that human being has to know what's going on, has to be informed of what is expected to happen, and give their consent to it. And we are all guinea pigs in an open-air experiment in which we have not been given our chance to have informed consent. And so there are there's a great deal of righteous indignation about this, and the powers that be don't want us to rise up and object, because they're running hundreds of open air experiments on us, and if we object to one, then we have to object to them all, or they have to give us informed consent on all of them, and there's a whole lot they don't want to tell us about. So the whole thing is kept as quiet and as understated as possible. Now, as for HARP and the weather, the original patents that HARP is built on, remember, HARP is a unique patented item. It's the only one of its kind because it is the brainchild of Dr. Bernard Eastland. Dr. Eastland's patents express that it can be used for weather modification, that it can be used to control the jet stream or induce other variables or changes into the atmosphere. And this is an important part of weather modification in the 21st century. And most people are blissfully unaware of the fact that what weather modification is taking place. If people who know anything about it usually have heard about cloud seeding and may or may not know how much cloud seeding is taking place. Right now, cloud seeding is a major industry ongoing on every continent, with the possible exception of Antarctica. And as an example, Business Week magazine in 2005 reported that the Chinese government was spending $40 million a year and had 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management. Weather management defined as cloud seeding to tease more precipitation out of storms so as to relieve droughts, hail suppression so that hail would not fall and destroy crops, and fog dispersal from airports so as to maintain airport operations. These same techniques are in use in the U.S., only they're not funded by the federal government. And the reason for this is weather warfare. The United States government got caught doing weather warfare in Vietnam. Operation Popeye is the primary on this. Operation Popeye came to public consciousness in 72 in Jack Anderson's column. And Senator Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, started an investigation and pulled in then Secretary of Defense Melvin Laird. And Laird said, oh, no, we're not doing that. That's nonsense. 2 years later, a private letter from Laird got leaked to the press in which he admitted to having lied to Congress and that Operation Popeye was indeed ongoing and had been ongoing for a couple of years. Pell reconvenes his committee, and at this point, Laird is no longer available because he's private counsel to Richard Nixon, who's fighting for his political life in the aftermath of Watergate. But Pell does get some spokes droids from the Pentagon to troop over to Capitol Hill, and they revealed that Operation Popeye was an attempt to extend the monsoon season over Vietnam in hopes of turning the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the Viet Cong resupply route, into a hopeless quagmire of mud, and that it had been ongoing for 8 years. They had expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding materials over four countries, North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, in violation of international law, and had spent $21.6 million on the project. Pell was astounded by this and wanted to know what else the DOD, Department of Defense, was working on. And they revealed a vast array of strange technologies that they were developing, including intentionally warming of the poles so as to melt polar ice. And the reason for this is currently, if it's ice, it's Canada. If it's open water, it's international waters and it's the Northwest Passage, and U.S. ships can penetrate it, whereas if it's ice, it's Canada, and they can't do it without permission.
Oh, my goodness. Does Al Gore know about this, that maybe we are actually creating global warming?
I make a fairly coherent argument in the book that we may indeed be intentionally doing weather warfare, as that global warming is an aspect of global weather warfare. Another thing that Pell's committee found was that the DOD was working on ways of intentionally thinning out the ozone layer over an enemy populace so as to sicken the enemy populace through increased exposure to solar radiation.
And that was 35 years ago.
Exactly. Pell then led the charge in demanding that an international treaty be consummated that would stop the world's military from using environmental modification as a weapon. And that treaty was indeed signed by the U.S. in 1978. The treaty is the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. And it explicitly outlaws doing what his committee discovered they were doing, including using weather as a weapon of war, including intentionally generating earthquakes, tsunamis, and so forth.
So they have the capacity then to generate tsunamis and earthquakes.
Well, we do know, what I discovered in my research is that there was a tsunami bomb during World War II. You know, there were a lot of technologies that were under development that didn't get done in time to be used during the war, such as the Spruce Goose. One of the things that was under development was in New Zealand. The New Zealand government had Australian scientist on loan to them who was working on Project SEAL. And Project SEAL was to develop a tsunami bomb, which he succeeded in doing, and successfully tested his tsunami bomb in 1946 and 47, a little too late to be used in the war. The U.S. Department of Defense was keenly interested in this. They invited this doctor to attend the Bikini Atoll nuke shot, which he respectfully declined to do, and the DOD sent their guys over to go through his papers in laboratory. And one of the DOD reports back to Pentagon said that if this bomb had been developed during the war, it could have played as important a role as the atom bomb. And we're expected to believe that they just lost interest in it, said, oh, well, the war's over, don't need it, and shelved it.
Well, there's so much out there. Of course, it's being concealed.
Mm-hmm.
American people, because we're not smart enough to understand, you know, all of these things.
Well, it's not just that. Is that we are smart enough to understand this and object, and they don't want us to object.
I know.
You know, that's the whole that's the whole problem with the democracy, is it's a rather loud, noisy way of getting things done, and the military and the ruling elite are not very keen on it.
I know. Well, the ruling elite really wants to preserve this idea of democracy, where they are directing, you know, the course of world and human events and scientific events, but they want to give us the idea that we're somehow involved, but everything is just too secret. We've got to keep it concealed so Osama bin Laden doesn't find out. Anyway, so we basically have at least the potential here for changing the jet stream, for the potential for it being used as a military weapon, the potential certainly for contacting submarines, and the frightening potential this could be used for the impact on the human mind.
Right. Now, there was one last point I wanted to make on this thread, which is that prior to the United States government signing the ENMOD Treaty, the United States federal budget was more than $20 million a year and had more than 700 degreed scientists working on environmental modification techniques. After we signed the treaty, the federal budget went to zero. Those jobs went away. And we're expected to believe that Uncle Sam said, "Oh well, can't do that anymore," and just stopped doing it. I'm pretty sure that it went covert. It went dark, and they changed the rhetoric on it. They changed the spin on it. They didn't stop doing it. They just put it under a different name. We've seen the government do that repeatedly with things like MK Ultra, the CIA's mind control program. That every time they got busted for doing it, they said, "Oh well, we stopped doing MK Ultra because now we're doing MK Delta." And when they got busted for MK Delta, they said, "Oh no, we stopped doing that." But they changed the name to MK Artichoke and never stopped doing the program. And as far as I can tell, they're still doing the program.
And of course, Congress, our duly elected representatives, can't find out what most of these things are, where the money's coming from, how extensive they are. This is the way the world really works, and the average individual honestly believes that Congress is directing things. I heard a congresswoman just this last week saying, "We can't even find out how many private contractors there are over in Iraq." Well, actually, there's about 100,000 of them. Many of them are involved in military activity. Nobody knows how much money they're spending, where the money comes from. It's all off in budget, in secret budgets.
Right. Once you go private, the private companies don't have to tell anybody anything. So as long as you have a federal agency spending money, that agency has to account. But once they can send it over to private contractors, they can do whatever they like with it.
And that's why they have to have a secret budget. That's why, of course, they run a drug operation to make money for the secret budget, for the secret and concealed projects. Well,
and that's right. What's happening in the U.S. in terms of weather modification, weather warfare, is the federal government gave up on officially, legally doing it and moved it over to private contracts. The chief engineer on Operation Popeye is now the chief engineer for a company called Weather Modification Incorporated. He actually outed himself coming on the Art Bell Show a few months ago, admitting to having done it. And part of it was he wanted to promote his company, that his company is the world's leader in cloud seeding weather modification because they've been doing it since the Vietnam War.
And, of course, yeah, are they hired by various government entities in this country and throughout the world as far as storms are concerned, hurricanes? How are they working?
They have a website. You can Google Weather Modification Incorporated. Their website is very proud of what they do. They have private and government contracts across the U.S. and around the world. They work with several states, particularly in the Western Plains, Kansas, Oklahoma. They do hail suppression during the summer. Colorado, they do snowpack enhancement over the winter for the ski resorts. They have contracts with a number of foreign countries, including Argentina comes to mind. They're big, and they're just one of many companies in the U.S. because the U.S. Has realized that having gotten caught with their fingers in the cookie jar once, they don't want to happen again, so they've gone to private contractors.
Now, you had mentioned that in China that they have something like 40,000 people involved.
$40 million, 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management.
And the average American has no idea. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Center.
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Jerry Smith and his book on weather warfare. We actually carry the book, but I'd like Jerry to give out his website because he's written other books. He has a book on HAARP, and he has other books he's written. So why don't you give out your website so people can get in touch with you and learn more about what you do.
All right, it is jerryesmith.com, jerryesmith.com. You'll find pages, sections on each of the books I've written, archive of articles, a bunch of other stuff, a section on Adventures Unlimited Press, my publisher, And indeed, if you want to talk to Adventures Unlimited Press and order any of our books or get our free full-color catalog, it's 1-800-718-4514. That's 1-800-718-4514. Operators are standing by.
And Attorney Jerry has a book on the Spear of Longinus. What's the title of that?
Secrets of the Holy Lance, The Spear of Destiny in History and Legend.
A fascinating book. We've interviewed him on that in the past. Well, there's so much more on weather warfare we could talk about, but we wouldn't get through many of the other things that we really want to talk about this morning that are included in the book. And one of them, of course, is the this thing called chemtrails. And there's some crazy people out there who think that the government is actually putting is spraying up in the sky and creating this mist up there sometimes and creating overcast. And yet, actually, there have been articles written about this from the government point of view, suggesting maybe this is what we ought to do, fight global warming or create global warming or heaven only knows what they're really up to. Because, of course, there are many of us who do believe that they are doing aerial spraying for whatever the purpose may be. They have an agenda on at least three separate occasions. I've talked to people with military connections who tell me that either they or one of their friends has asked their superior officers, what are these chemtrails? And the same story always comes back again. Now, I don't believe it's a true story. Don't think that I'm suggesting this is true. This is the government cover. Oh, we're vaccinating the people with an aerial spray, an aerial vaccine, vaccinating you against some horrible disease because we're from the government and we're here to help the common people. So that's the cover story they use. What's the truth? Well, let's hear what Jerry has to say.
Well,
have you ever heard that story?
Oh, absolutely. I address that at some length in the book. My book is 400 pages, of which 100 pages are spent on the contrail versus chemtrail controversy.
Right.
Now, the official government line is that chemtrails are a hoax. So, of course, if you believe in chemtrails, you are an idiot. However, there is a substantial body of evidence in the scientific and military literature that there have been many, many intentional releases of materials into the atmosphere. Throughout the 50s and 60s, they released tons of barium initially to understand the dynamics of the upper atmosphere and then to use those dynamics. That again, is what HAARP is all about. HAARP began with the cover story, or as the Navy says, the shore story, of using it to understand the dynamics of the upper atmosphere. But it was really a matter of using what we understand about the dynamics to further military purposes. With the contrails, chemtrails, there is a common, I believe, misconception that any persistent contrail is a chemtrail. I can show that that probably is wrong, that the mere persistence of a contrail is not an indication of its contents. It is an indication of the amount of vapor, of moisture that's available in the atmosphere to form contrails around. It is also an indication of the type of particulate matter coming out of the engine that is conducive to forming ice crystals and keeping them in ice state longer than used to be. And that prior to 1980, the jet aircraft engines were incredibly inefficient and spewed out black particles that when the ice formed around the particles, being black, it absorbed solar heat and melted the ice rather quickly. Today's engine is much more efficient. Starting about 1980, the high-bypass turbofan was applied to jet engines, and this produced a clear or white particle that maintained ice crystals longer. So also the engine spews out more moisture as part of the new jet fuel. We went from JP4 to JP8, and the military used JP8A. So from the 1980s on, we have had this phenomena of global or at least northern hemisphere warming, and the warmer the air gets, the more moisture it can hold. The more moisture it can hold, the more contrails can be formed. So between the improved engine, the changed fuel, and the atmosphere change itself, we have persistent contrails. Now, I don't want you to think that persistent contrails are benign, as the government tells us. That is a lie. Persistent contrails are a significant, serious environmental hazard that could indeed be responsible for virtually all the warming we've seen over North America since the 80s. This is from the words of the head meteorologist at MIT. This is not some fantasy on my part. I wish it were, to tell you the truth. I would love to be to be crazy about this and not know that mainstream science is on board with me. Unfortunately, the problem of persistent contrails has been slow to dim on main. The guys who have PhDs are so busy with what their little specialty is they don't necessarily see things from their peripheral vision. And the contrails is just coming up on mainstream radars, if you will. Just since the beginning of the 21st century has mainstream science began to appreciate how serious persistent contrails are as a problem. Now, I believe from the available scientific evidence that there are many intentional releases of materials into the atmosphere, some of which may indeed constitute a spraying program. But I don't think that jet aircraft in general, that normal commercial aviation is involved in a spraying program. But the spraying programs may be using the persistent contrails of commercial jet aircraft as a literal smokescreen to hide covert releases behind. And that may be what the problem is. Now, when I started work on this, I went to the Internet and tried to find all the rumors, all the stories, all the theories as to what this chemtrail spraying may be about. And there's about a dozen theories ranging from the, as Dr. Stan said, they're immunizing us against potential terrorist biological attacks, to they are geoengineering the world, terraforming the world into a new atmosphere so that when our alien overlords arrive, they'll be able to breathe what used to be our atmosphere.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Jerry's Path. There's a lot of crazy ideas out there, and most of them are designed to confusion. We'll be right back in a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy.
Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Jerry Smith, his book on weather warfare. And Jerry was saying he went to the internet, he began looking up all of the potential theories of what this is about. Now, many much of the information that's put out is disinformation designed to confuse you, common people, because you might begin thinking if they didn't. Manipulate your mind, but there probably are some of these that really are valid. We certainly know that Dr. Edward Teller, a former head of the Livermore Laboratory, a man who, incidentally, we do have an interview with before he passed away, that Edward Teller had suggested maybe we should do the spraying to create sort of a canopy over the Earth to prevent global warming. Was that something that was actually considered?
Oh, boy, was it. Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, which is a major recipient of U.S. taxpayer dollars, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars and a couple of decades on trying to figure out mitigation ways to mitigate global warming. And they have examined dozens of schemes for doing this. And much of their scientific examinations are available on the internet. Many of their scientific papers have been broadly published, and they are out there. And Teller himself wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal, in which he expressed that if global warming is real, which he doubted, that the solution to it could be. To put up a sunscreen to save the Earth. And what he proposed was what Lawrence Livermore folks, particularly Robert Wood, one of the professors there, came up with, which is this idea that the Earth's albedo is the measure of how much sunlight is reflected back by the Earth into space. And the theory of greenhouse gases causing global warming is that these so-called greenhouse gases, CO2 and methane, etc., go to the top of the atmosphere and then act like the panes of glass in a greenhouse, allowing solar energy, solar heat to come in, but trapping the heat and not allowing it to go back out into space again. And the idea is if we increase the Earth's albedo, that if we increase how shiny the Earth is, less solar heat will be able to get in the first place, so you can balance out how much we're trapping with how much we're allowing in. And Lawrence Livermore seriously proposed this, and several other scientific bodies have examined it, including SRI, Stanford Research Institute, and have come on board saying, yeah, we have the technology, this would work. However, many of these scientific bodies who have come on board and said, yeah, this would work, have added the recognition that the environmental and legal hurdles are so high that we could never do this and tell anybody about it. And that's where the paper trail stops, which leads one to believe that perhaps they actually have decided to go forward with the spraying program and follow their own advice and simply not tell us about it. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, released its every 5 years they release an assessment of the world's condition, and a few weeks ago they released the current interim version, and a year ago they released a draft to the various governments, and the United States was outed for having pressured the IPCC to include mitigation schemes as part of their report. This leads one to speculate that perhaps the reason the government is pressing so hard for mitigation schemes is because they actually are doing it, and they presumed that at some point they could get the world to come on board with it.
So basically, these things are going on, but there is a great deal of scientific papers actually written, by Teller or referring to Teller's suggestion that we should have this spraying to create the canopy. But Jerry, the thing that bothers me about the canopy, it might very well keep the rays from coming in, but it could also act as a greenhouse effect to allow the rays to come in, and then they couldn't get back out and actually create more in the way of warming.
Exactly. A number of scientific bodies have examined this thing and come to that very same conclusion, particularly the Environmental College at East Anglia University in the UK did an examination of this and concluded that if they were to release the reflected particles too low in the atmosphere, this would increase global warming rather than mitigate it. And that has led me to go, aha, I think that's what's going on, that under the pretext of mitigating global warming, they are actually exacerbating global warming as a political pretext to launch a global bureaucracy with police powers. This is the problem the UN has always had. The United Nations has never been able to enforce its edicts, and so it's been a paper tiger all these decades. But with the Kyoto protocols, there is now a drumbeat to enforce the Kyoto protocols, and the only way to do that is by giving the global bureaucracy police powers. And this has much deeper significance than simply being yet another thing to take our tax dollars. There is a movement on the extreme left that believes that Western civilization is a bad idea, that the way we live, our current lifestyle, is not earth-friendly, not sustainable. And they realize they can't convince us, they can't talk us into not driving our SUVs and not using so much electricity. So they're going to take it from us. And the only way they can take it from us is by creating this global bureaucracy with police powers that can take our SUVs from us, can shut down our coal-fired plants, etc., in order to maintain the right numbers. But the actual purpose is to destroy Western civilization as it currently exists, to modify our behavior. The old expression is gun control is not about guns, it's about control. Well, at this point, weather control is not about weather, it's about control.
And of course, they'll get us to ration electricity by driving the price up so high, you're not going to be able to afford it. They're going to get us out of our cars by driving the price of gasoline up so high. But we can always blame it on the wicked Osama bin Laden. Well, Jerry, we've just scratched the surface. We'll have to do it again. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Grant, the book is important and well-written. I know Jerry. The book is Weather Warfare, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Weather Warfare, and we just scratched the surface. Jerry does a good job. Incidentally, he'll be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara on May 26th and 27th. I'll be there. I won't be speaking this year. And if you don't believe that there is a satanic conspiracy, you got to come to this meeting, because the reason I go is there's got to be a Christian representation there, and there are very, very few people who will profess their belief in Jesus Christ. I mean, here you've got the people wearing the snakes around them. People are in contact with the beings from the other dimension, and it's an interesting experience. We need a Christian presence. And, of course, many of the people who do come are Christians looking for answers. They're going to find the wrong answers unless there is a Christian voice, which is why I routinely go. Well, anyway, if you'd like to get Jerry's book, we recommend it. We carry other books. We have one on harp. We have a four-tape set on harp, two four-tape sets on chemtrails, because they are real. There's no question at all. And then, of course, to put this into its proper perspective, you have to understand that there are people who hate Western civilization, Christian civilization, and they want to destroy it. And they do it under the guise of environmentalism. That's why you need to get my talk, video, four-tape set, and syllabus on sustainable development. And it gives you their documentation. We have the material there, of course, on population control. One reason they want the coming war in the Middle East, which will come to America, which will have a devastating effect, is because they want to kill off millions of people. And war is a fairly effective means, that and, of course, black plagues. And if you don't believe there are people who plan that, why, we'll be glad to send you the pages from Bertrand Russell's The Impact of Science on Society. We got permission to duplicate those pages from the publisher. And, of course, on page 103 and 104, he talks about how war is not as efficient controlling the population, but a black plague sweeping the world every generation. Wouldn't that be wonderful? It would kill off plenty of people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who have a different worldview. You'll learn a lot about that in my sustainable development syllabus. But to put everything into perspective, let me suggest the latest talk. It's on DVD at the present time, and it comes with the syllabus, and it's called Forbidden Secret. There is a secret that has been passed down through the ages, and, of course, it has been known to very few. Now it is fairly widely known, but people don't understand its implications. It's being circulated. Everybody's talking about the secret. There really is a secret. And much of what's said in this left-wing New Age video and book is true. But my talk, The Forbidden Secret, incidentally, was given before Rhonda Byrne's video was ever promoted by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey. And mine will give you the real answer, what it's really about. Forbidden Secret, and you get a discount with the syllabus. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like...